Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you learn every day when you're here around the world-class players, and I think that's what I took with me last year and also this year. When I was up for one game and just trying to get the small things into your game from all the players here. So, yeah.
Sorry if you already talked about this. It seems like you've been very hot in the American Hockey League lately. You've been scoring goals, a lot of goals. What's been going well for you that the puck's been going in the net for you lately?
Yeah, I think just as I said, just been more aggressive, I think, and trusting my shot a lot and shooting a lot, getting on the inside. I think that's been what I've been doing every game last 3 weeks here.
I'm sure you were excited to be at the All-Star game, but I'm sure you also were excited when you got the call that you were going to the NHL.
Yeah, really excited to be here. It was fun day at the All-Stars, so it was good. I can get both, so that was perfect.
You've done that before, but is it still an honor to be picked for that team?
Yeah, for sure. It's big honor, and it was fun to be there for one day, but now I'm super happy to be here. So,
did you see the clip of Brett Murray's goal?
Yeah, that was sick. Yeah, I had to look twice if it was him first, but it was really good.
Have you been following Kulik up here? I know you guys are very good friends. Have you been following and maybe seeing on replay some of his goals?
Yeah, for sure. Been keeping in touch with him every day almost. So, it's fun to see him. Here at the end, scoring almost every game and playing really good hockey, so it's been fun.
I'm sure it's been no surprise to you that recently he's been able to produce and score some goals in the NHL?
No, not at all. It was just about time when his game was going to transition to here, so yeah.
Does that mean to you to be maybe on the line with him tonight, getting back into it here?
Yeah, no, it would be really fun, of course. We played a lot last year and or two years, and one of my best friends. So it's that'll be really fun. Yeah.
You still giving you a hard time on the ice out there?
Yeah, all the time. But that's what makes it fun.
The chemistry that you guys developed in Rochester, where did that come from, and why was it so easy to play with him when you did play with him?
I think we both play with a lot of speed, and he's a very dynamic player that goes with speed and shoots a lot, so you're just trying to get the puck back and have the same speed and go to the net, and you kind of, I think that's why it's easy to play with him. You know what he's going to do, and
When you see that he's been able to get his game up to the NHL and score, do you look at the same way, what you can do to maybe translate your AHL game now to the NHL, where maybe you can start producing the way you'd like to in the NHL?
Yeah, for sure. I think just a great example to see. I played with him for 2 years just to see how good he is and how good I think I am too, and that I really believe I can transition here as well now. It's a great example to see.